Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. Jail.
Well, welcome to the fucking show. I'm having some serious problems with my internet connection tonight. I mean, very, very, very serious problems with my internet connection tonight. Starting the show about 8 minutes late. So since I'm starting the show 8 minutes late, I'm going to forego too much fucking talking. I don't even know. This whole Comcast, this whole thing is a sham. I'm getting robbed over here with the pricing. You feel what I'm saying? Luckily, I have a motherfucking other way of connecting to the internet because my fucking high expensive, high end business class internet from Comcast is shit tonight. It's not working. You motherfuckers, again. I gotta find another service. The show, man. Thanks everybody for tuning in to K100 Internet Radio. I'm starting the show 8 minutes late, thanks to Comcast. For the first time in my life, I must applaud T-Mobile. Yes, people, I must actually give those assholes some props because if I didn't have a cell phone with the internet access on the cell phone, I wouldn't be broadcasting right now. The fuck? This is the type of customer service. This is the type of shit that I be talking about. You know what I'm saying? 1 second, everybody. Shay.
What's up?
Shay, can you hear me?
What's up? Yeah, I can hear you.
Am I chopping up? Am I broadcasting okay right now?
You are right now. You were breaking up just a tad a little earlier, but you're pretty clear right now.
Well, I don't know how good this connection is going to be because this is actually my fucking cell phone.
Wow.
That I'm using as a connection.
Because one time for T-Mobile.
Comcast modem is what?
One time for T-Mobile. Hey.
Yeah, I don't know. It's looking kind of shady though. If I drop out, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. It's not my fault. If I'm chopping up really bad, sorry, it's not my fault. It's Comcast. Son of a bitches. Anyway, man, I'm gonna start off like this. I'm reloading. I'm starting the show like 10 minutes late. I'm not even going to have a chance to get into the whole spiel about Facebook, blah, blah, blah. Look, you guys know where I'm at. Okay, welcome everybody that's just tuning in and jumping on the line. I seem like when I even, you people were on the line before I freaking got on the line. It's highly unprofessional. Highly unprofessional, but it wasn't my fault. All right? It was my fault. Okay? But I'm back. I'm here. I'm on the line. Hold on a minute, Shay. Let me mute your mic real quick, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, like I said, man, I was having some real crazy technical difficulties. So, who I'm going to mash today will be fucking Comcast, all right?
Yeah!
I pay entirely too much fucking money to Comcast to be having these damn Comcast internet issue problems.
Yeah!
I pay for how? Speed internet.
Yeah.
This class.
Yeah.
I don't have these fucking problems.
Yeah.
It's mashing motherfucking Mondays on K100.
Yeah.
And them bitches get it all night.
Yeah.
Now I'm seeing that my connection is reset. You feel what I'm saying? All right. Hopefully the problem that I had. What the fuck? Okay, hopefully the problem that I had will be resolved. I was supposed to be uploading music for people. I got some artists calling in tonight. I'm going to be playing some new music, breaking some music. Going to have to explain to them why I can't do that now because I didn't have a chance to upload it because of Comcast.
Yeah!
Episode 116. Oh, my God. Welcome everybody to K100 Internet Radio. Once again, I'm your host, Blizzum. And you know you can find me on Facebook, MySpace, and all that. Google me if you don't know how to get there. Become my Facebook friend and all that. If you're an artist, send music to K100Radio@gmail.com. All right. Hold on a second, y'all. I have to do a whole bunch of stuff right now in the middle of my show because of these bastards. All right. So I'm actually getting ready to upload a couple of more pages. so I can get to my regular schedule way of doing things, doing business over here. You know it's not like me, y'all. You know it's not like me. All right? Okay. Now. All right. So, episode 116. Move, bitch. Get out the way. I had a whole bunch of car sounds loaded up and shit. Yeah, all of this is just... Okay. Oh, yeah, there you go. Right. All of this good stuff. I had all this great sound effects loaded up for the show. It's going to be a smooth transition. That's on the line, all 8 of y'all right now. Probably some people came in at 8 o'clock and was like, I guess he's not going to be on tonight. Actually, yes, I am. All right. To me via the internet, all right? Please call back. Hold on. I'm getting everything ready. Hold on. All right. Logging in. Real quick, okay? Because I got to reset this connection, and now I see my connection is back up. I'm going to play some music for you guys right now. So if you're on the line, please don't hang up, all right? Stand by. I'm going to go in here and change some shit around right quick to get my connection established, reestablished back up and running. All right? I'm going to run my homie OW's music. This is my homie OW. You're my star, and I'll be right back to officially start episode 116. You fucking bitches, Comcast.
Let's hit the road, little mama. We can stand as one or divide and conquer. The lady of my life, the only woman that I honor. We can lie together and we can cry together. I hold you in my arms right here forever. I got passion for you and this is not lust. It's me and you against the world, girl. So it's
you're
just
my star. My star. I want to be where you are.
If you fall from the sky, I'll touch you in my arm, cause you're the reason I shine. Alright, welcome back to the show, man. Man, I have a terrible start to this particular episode. Episode 116, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back on deck. My internet service is shitty, my quality is shitty. I can barely look at my page. Episode 116. We're talking about a problem with the shoe that I think pretty much everybody that lives, if you live in a major city, I'm pretty sure you can attest to it, you feel me? And you can feel where I'm coming from with this. Episode 116. Move, bitch. Get out of the way. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about road rage, ladies and gentlemen. Road rage. I went out of town and drove home to Panama City, Florida for the weekend. You know, for the holiday weekend to be with my peoples, man. And it was crazy. It was a lot of honking. All that shit. Saw two wrecks on the side of the road. You feel me? Bumper to bumper tractor when I was going through Dothan, Alabama. It was crazy. But I made it there safe and sound, you feel me? And I'm glad about that. Alright? I'm glad about that, you feel me? A lot of people didn't. You know, there's a lot of traffic fatalities on this particular holiday weekend. But for all of my listeners who made it home, that's good. I'm glad. I know a couple people who lost loved ones over the weekend. You feel me? So be glad it wasn't you. Welcome back to the show. I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis for episode 116. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody's on the phone. I thank you for tuning in. I started the show about 8, almost 10 minutes late today because I've had an issue with my high-speed, highly expensive internet connection by Comcast. So, of course, you know, if this is your first time listening, every Monday on K-Mod Radio, we do this thing called a Mash Motherfucker Monday. Yeah. That's your chance to vent, alright? That's your chance to vent on the show and just say anything that pissed you off. My connection dumps out, people. I'll be right back. Alright? I don't know what the hell is going on. I'm pretty sure I sound really shocked right now because my connection signal is very poor. We had a lot of storms. I guess something with the storms or something, though. It was raining very hard today. So my thing was kind of choppy, alright? So we'll go ahead and read the synopsis of the show real quick while I got a good signal, some decent signal. All right. And here we go. Episode 116. And then I'm going to go line. Jesus. I don't know, man. I'm barely sending a signal over here. I hope you guys are still there. I hope you're freaking still there. I thought like this. The name of this show is something that a lot of people, even some of the nice people, can be forced to utter at least a few times a week. All right? If you live in a large city, or if you have to commute daily and spend a lot of time in your car, then you've probably become a victim to or been a perpetrator of road rage. Now, you know, road rage is something that affects millions of people every year, all right? And I cannot lie, for the purposes of this show, of course, you know, you talk about villains in my own life. I didn't get a chance to do my whole spiel at the beginning because I was so fucked up with the time and the connection. But I'm the host of the show. I'm a very bad perpetrator of road rage, all right? I have no problem saying that when it comes to driving, I'm an impatient motherfucker. I'm a horn lord. The fuck out of the way. I mean, why are you even over here in the far left lane if you're going to drive slow as fuck? Why are you even over here? So I get mad at little shit like that. Traffic is the worst part of anyone who has a job work day. It can mess you up the whole morning and all your afternoon. Sometimes it is because of the accident, we all know those happen. But sometimes it's just because some motherfuckers can't drive. Some people just can't drive. Now, I know I'm not the most patient person in the world, but even I have fits of road rage, like I said. I flipped the bird, honked the horn, drove by with the evil mean mug. That little, I want to slap the shit out of you. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what comes over me. Sometimes it may be that I'm in a rush and the other person isn't, and I blame them for not being in the same kind of rush I am. I don't blame them for not really risking death or getting a speeding ticket like me, but I'd be mad about it. I'd be ready to get the fucking moment. I know I'm not the only one who does this. I'm not the only one who screams at people as if they can actually hear them. Which they can't go 7 miles per hour down the fucking freeway. I know I'm not the only one riding up close to somebody's ass and flashing my lights when I want them to move the fuck out the way. I know I'm not the only one out there that do it, people. I know you do it, too. So I'm shaking my head at me and the rest of us that do this. So here it goes. Here are the questions for the show. For episode 116. How is the daily commute in your city? Do you ever have fits of road rage? All right. If so, what's the worst one and what brought it on? Have you ever been a victim of road rage? Have you ever got into an altercation over a traffic issue on the road or in a parking lot? You feel me? What is the number one thing another driver can do that pisses you off? All right. Are you a habitual speeder? If you are a slow driver, will you move the fuck out the way, bitch? So people can get around you. Or do you just go even slower to be a prick about it? All these questions, plus just smash the motherfucking Mondays on K100 Internet Radio. I'm going to the first person on the line, and I can't even say a freaking hand. Game. Hey. Okay. I can't even, you know what, this is crazy. I can't even see my freaking switchboard. This is outrageous. You know what? I don't know what to say. I don't know what the hell to say. I gotta go to my music. At least I can see that. Caller, can you hear me? 910.
Hello. What's up?
What's up, man? Yeah. All right, man. Yeah, I'm having. Can you hear me? Am I like breaking up real bad?
I'm listening to you on the phone and I'm listening to you online. It's sounding a little bit the same. It's breaking out. It's coming in and out though.
Yeah. I don't know. It's been raining, pouring down, raining over here all day. And all of a sudden, my connection went out like 30 minutes before I was getting ready to get on air. Of course, you know, this is internet radio, so I'm at the mercy of technology, people. I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about it. I wish I could fix it, but I can't do anything about it. So, episode 116. All right. This is my homie, Doug. Doug, what's happening? Thanks for calling the show, man. Do you ever have to fix road rage?
Man, you know, I lived in D.C., I lived in L.A., and I lived in San Francisco. Man, living in those states, living in those cities, man, you got to have road rage.
Why do you say you got to have it?
Man, because some people that drive fast and crazy, and other people you get behind those ones that drive slow, and the other people that cut you off, man. It's typical. You be screaming and yelling inside the car, cussing people out, giving them fingers, be speeding up to try to catch them. you get next to them so you can cuss, so they can see why you cussing them out. It's the whole thing, man. It's just, especially living in those two cities, man. Three cities, D.C., L.A., and San Francisco.
Let's say you are living in those cities and you are, you are going through the whole thing with the road rage or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? Don't you think that they have to go through the same thing? They have to go through the same thing. Right? So that's the whole thing. People be like, yo, you like everybody else ain't driving or whatever, or like, you know, your mom say, well, your emergency doesn't necessarily constitute anyone else's emergency, and, you know, I understand all that. So you said you live in these cities where you have to drive crazy.
It ain't driving crazy that you have to drive fast. Living in L.A., traffic is real terrible in L.A., so yeah. They drive fast. But when I lived in San Francisco, it was especially in the morning, man. People were trying to fly to get across that bridge in the morning before that, you know, just have to beat that traffic. And people were doing the average speed about 85. And, you know, and I learned the hard way doing 85. You know, I didn't get in no accidents or nothing like that. It's just your body gets so attuned to driving that way because you're keeping up with everybody else. And you're just going and going. Then you get behind somebody who just don't, who's in the fast lane but driving the speed limit by where everybody else is going 85.
Okay. I understand, but have you ever, like, literally got into an altercation? Have you ever, like, had to cuss a motherfucker out? Or have you ever, like, you know what I'm saying, like, y'all exchange words on the freeway? Like, you know what I'm saying? They passing you by. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And you actually had, like, exchange words, like, or you pulled over, got the fuck out the car. You know what I'm saying? And it was about to go down all because of, I was in my real road rage.
Not in my car. I was on my motorcycle. And I was riding, and I was on the highway, and actually it was a pack of, it was about like 8 motorcycles, and then this car just kind of cut right in front of me. I mean, it almost made me, could have killed me. So uh-huh. I stood up and had some change in my pocket. So I got right next to him and threw, I don't know, I had probably like about 80, 90 cents of change in my pocket, and we were doing like 65 on the highway, and I threw the quarters on the side window, and I broke the window.
Which could have been, and you could have killed him.
Hell yeah. I was pissed. He could have killed me. I mean, literally jumped right in front of me. I mean, literally jumped right in front of me. I'm on two wheels now. I'm not in a vehicle. So, yeah, I'm highly pissed off. So I sped up and caught up with the car. And they looking at me. And they were pissed off because they was looking at me laughing at me.
Uh-huh.
So I went and I dug in my pocket and threw whatever. I had change. It was just change. I threw it in, and I think I broke their windows. And then they kind of swerved a little bit. Then they tried to speed up to catch me. And I said, you're not going to catch me. So uh-huh. I slowed down so they get next to me, and I just took off. And I thought about it after the fact, like, dude, that was a dumbass move because I ain't nothing happened to me, but I was pissed off. And then they was laughing at me.
So you decided to just, I'm not saying, listen, I understand what you're saying. You feel, I understand what you're saying, but at the end of the day.
Things could have been worse.
Yeah. It could have been crazy for you. You feel what I'm saying? It really could have been crazy for you. You know what I mean? But
yep.
I'm glad you didn't kill anybody. I'm glad you didn't kill yourself. Now, I got a couple more questions for you. I'm almost 30 minutes in. I'm getting back on my heels. I'm getting back ready. Okay. All right. Now, what's the number one thing on the road that you hate? What's the number one thing that somebody can do to you that can make you just want to go ham on somebody?
I don't know, man. I mean, seeing all these when I be driving past these people and they talking about the texting and driving, I be seeing these young kids. I got an SUV, so I sit up kind of high in my truck.
Uh-huh.
I be driving past these kids and they be sitting there be texting and driving on the highway. We doing 75. And they be sitting there texting and driving. I get past them. That shit pisses me off because, yeah, I've done it before, but to the point that I've seen the issues that it happens, so I don't do that shit no more. So seeing these young motherfuckers do that, and then I think when people cut you off, man, especially if you're on the highway, not on the street. The street you can react, but somebody jumping right in front of you while you can see them when you're right next to them. A truck in front of them, you in the speed lane, and you driving up, and you see they kind of say they better not get over. They better not even know. They jump right in front of you. Without even putting the turn signal on.
All right, so I hate that shit. I hate when the motherfuckers jump in front of me and then slow the fuck down. You get what I'm saying?
Like
you way over here, like you over there in that lane, and then you pull over, you see me coming up, and you pull over out of front of me, and then you slow the fuck down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Really, 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 really hate that shit right there. You feel what I'm saying? That's what I be wanting to happen to their ass. You feel what I'm saying? All right. Two more questions, and then we're going to get into I'm going to let you get your mash off for Mash Motherfucker Monday. Welcome, everybody, that's tuning into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966. Thanks, everybody, that hung around and decided to call back, because I started the show about 10 minutes late because I was having internet issues. You feel me? I'm back up and running. You feel me? But thanks for coming back to the show. You know what I mean? And I really appreciate it. 347-934 is the number to tune into the show. I got my homie Doug on the line. Doug is telling me that he almost killed somebody. He almost literally killed somebody on the highway with quarters and shit. About a dollar and change. I'm glad he didn't. I'm glad it didn't happen that way, because I'm pretty sure the homie would have got charged and locked up for that. You feel what I'm saying?
You know it.
Yeah, I know. Do you speed? Are you a habitual speeder?
Hell yeah.
You do?
Dude, I got, when I left San Francisco, I moved to Illinois. Man, I got 4 tickets in less than 20 days.
Why don't you slow down?
I'm used to driving fast. Because I was in San Francisco, and then everybody was driving slow in Illinois. I'm like, fuck. I wasn't like in Chicago. I was like in the middle part of Illinois, like Springfield. So it wasn't traffic. It was, I had to get on the highway to go to work. And I'm just driving. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing my normal drive. And I'm doing like, I don't know, probably 15 miles over the speed limit, because it felt normal to me.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm driving. Next time, every time I look, I'm getting fucking pulled over. I'm like, man. It's in your system. Living in L.A. and living in San Francisco. I lived in San Francisco for almost 2 years, man, so I'm used to driving at speed. And then come to a Midwest town, real, you know, the speed limit, you know, everybody's real slow and slowed down.
Uh-huh.
I ain't changed. And then after I got that 4 ticket, and then my insurance company dropped me, they opened my eyes.
All right. That'll do it for you. All right. It's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays, okay, 100. Of course, your chance to get your vent on about anything that you want to talk about. All right, so go ahead. If you want to, anything that pissed you off, or anything you just want to get off your chest that happened over the holiday weekends, or just in general, go ahead. It's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. Let me hear it.
Dog, I ain't got nobody to mash this week, man. I'm pretty chill.
You spent all this time with your family, your friends, all this stuff that's been going on in the world, and you have absolutely nothing that you can mash. Nothing.
Not today, man. I'm pretty good, man. Nobody ain't pissed me off yet. I'm pretty laid back this week. I mean, I went out and spent some more money for the kids and for the holidays and everything, you know. But other than that,
I'm
pretty chill.
All right. Well, let's move on to the next caller, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show, all right?
Hold it down, man. And your shit be all right, man. Don't worry about your connection. It's just you have one of those days, man. It'll be good, man. Hold it down, man. I love you, bro.
All right, bro. Jenna, what's happening, babe?
Hey.
What's going on? Thanks for tuning in to the show. Thanks for hanging around for all my technical difficulties. Once again for Comcast.
One time for T-Mobile.
Yes, T-Mobile saved me. T-Mobile let me even start the show up. Then Comcast came in, and then my signal was choppy. It's just been a mess. But at least Comcast let me, I mean, at least T-Mobile, once again, let me get the show popped off. And I never applaud T-Mobile, but today, I must give T-Mobile some props. All right, Jenna, it's Mash Motherfucking Monday. Yeah. Let me hear it.
I don't have nobody to mash.
Did you spend any time with your family over the Thanksgiving holidays?
No, actually, I spent it with my boyfriend's family, so they didn't. They all love me, so it's all good.
Okay, all right. So you're still okay. Nothing happened. Nobody burnt the dressing. You know what I mean? Nobody ate the last piece of sweet potato pie. Yeah. Nothing. You got nothing for me.
Nothing.
Fine, Donna. Fine. All right, moving right along. Episode 116. Move, bitch! Look out the way. We're talking about road rage, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome everybody to the show. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number to tune into the show. Want to welcome everybody back to K100 Internet Radio. You feel what I'm saying? I'm your host, Blizzard. I got my homegirl, Jan, on the line. Now, Jenna, first question is, do you suffer from road rage?
The occasional road rage, yes. I would say yes, definitely.
Now, when I say road rage, I want everybody to understand that I really mean rage. I mean cussing, flipping the bird, pulling up beside them, grilling them, all that. Real live road rage, not just, oh, this guy's going to cut me off. And, you know, you go on about your day. No, no, no. I'm talking about that real shit. The fucker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Real shit. Okay, what happened? What happened when you had this episode of road rage?
Well, I haven't had an actual altercation during, you know, driving.
Right.
But, like, yeah, I've flipped off the bird, honked, cussed the motherfucker out, you know.
Uh-huh. You know they can't hear you when you do that, right? Do you realize they can't hear you when you do? Do you realize that I know myself that they can't hear me when I'm doing that. So I never understood why me or you or anybody else cusses a motherfucker out that can't.
No, you can hear them. No, there's been times where you can actually hear your.
How could you hear them? Did they pull up beside you slow?
Like on the street, like.
Oh, okay.
On the street, like when they. Uh-huh. Oh, I hate it when a motherfucker. Oh, I can't stand it when they cut out in front of me. Oh, I can't stand that shit, especially when they go slow as shit or when they jump into the lane. Just like when they're coming out, they're pulling out of a business. Oh, I can't stand that shit. Like, you're going like, okay, speed limit's 45, 50, and a slow ass motherfucker want to jump out right in front of you. Oh, Lord, I can't stand that shit.
Nobody likes the slow motherfucker. That's what we really want to do to them. Wreck their asses out. I almost ran somebody off the road once, everybody. Look, people. I'm admitting this stuff because nobody got really hurt. But I almost purposely ran somebody off the road. Now, my homie Doug that was on the line a minute ago, he tried to kill somebody. Yes, Doug. Doug, you tried to actually... kill somebody by throwing coins at the window while you're riding down the road on the highway at 70-something fucking miles per hour. Yeah. Very, 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 very dangerous. But he didn't do it. I know he didn't intentionally try to kill them. Yet, hold on a second, everybody. Doug wants to say something. Doug.
Hello?
I know. Yo. You didn't try. Well, you did try to kill him, Doug.
Nah, I didn't try to kill him, man.
You did try to kill him.
I just tried to scare him. They pissed me off.
Do you know what would happen if you're going 75 miles per hour and you jerk your reel really hard? You know what could happen, right?
Yeah, I know. I mean, the thing is, I was on a motorcycle, man, and they could have killed me. They could have ran me off the road. Plus,
So you felt justified in trying to kill them. Look, brother, I understand. I am a perpetrator. I am a habitual perpetrator of road rage myself. I got a motherfucking problem. And I tried to run somebody off the road one time. And you tried to kill somebody with some coins. Are we clear on that?
I ain't trying to kill them. I just tried to scare them, let them know that I was here. And they laughed at me. That's why I threw it at them, because they thought it was funny.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
No,
I just want to. Well, you hit the number one. I knew you wanted to clarify that for everybody else that's just jumping on the line. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Doug
didn't try to kill anybody.
If they died, they just died. You know, I felt bad about it later.
Oh,
but,
they died. If they died, they just died. Okay. All right. All right, Doug. I'm moving right along. I'm hanging up with Doug. Back to Jenna. Because I'm not even gonna go there with Doug. Okay. Doug in fact tried to kill those people and he didn't succeed, and I'm glad he didn't succeed because it would have been really bad. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, he did try to kill him. Now, Jenna, are you have you ever had anybody like have road rage on you? Have you ever caused anybody else to go into a fit of rage by something that you did?
Because you know when you do that.
Don't look, people, you know when you do that, so don't act like you don't know when you cut a motherfucker off, and you know what I'm saying? Don't act like you don't know. You know when you did it. So when I ask you that question, I want you to be honest, all right? Now, what did you do to deserve it?
Well, actually, this is what usually happens. They cut in front of me. They want to speed up in front of me, or like say like you're at the light, right? Or they're at the light, and you're pulling up, but the light changes and you go, right? And you're going along, and they try to catch up along with you. this is like I'm like a speed racer when it comes to that because like I'm not gonna.
Why do you do that? Why do you do that? I hate people that do that shit.
I can't. I just can't something takes over me, and I can't like let them in. Like I want them to like respect my car. like you can't
respect
fucking get
over
on me.
Are you serious?
Like you
respect
can't get
your car.
Me. You better not. You better not try to dust me, motherfucker. I'ma dust you before. Man, I get agged.
You're crazy.
I am.
Crazy. That's crazy as hell. All right. Are you a bitch? I'm going because I got so many people all on the line. You know what I'm saying? I know some of these people I know kind of personally. You feel me? So I know they got some real road rage problems. But real quick, are you a habitual speeder?
I wouldn't say so because I got my one speeding ticket and I learned my lesson. Mm-hmm. I will do it when I know I can get away with it. But I'm not going to try to risk it and, fuck around and get tickets.
Okay. All right.
Oh, let me add to my story that I've had somewhat of an altercation in a parking lot. Let me tell you the story right quick.
Okay.
I pull out my car. It's packed. The parking lot's packed. It's right in front of the store.
Mm-hmm.
This car on the side of me is parked right on the line, so I could barely get any room. So I get out super slow. So, of course, my door is going to barely touch theirs. I put up my hand like, excuse me. And they got the ugliest face on them, right?
Uh-huh.
I go inside the store. I already had a bad feeling. I just kept staring at them. And this bitch had the audacity to fucking pull out her fucking car door, hit my car. She couldn't get out very few steps after that because I ran out there and I cussed her ass out. That girl had God right there on her. They had the video camera right above me.
Uh-huh.
My kids were inside the store staring right at me through the friggin' glass window. There was going to be a crowd around us. I mean, oh Lord,
before I go to this call, I just want you to know you know you're too old for that shit, right?
I know. That's what I didn't do. Oh God. and do shit, but cuss her ass out, and then it would have been really ugly, but I don't do shit.
Okay, I'm glad you did. All right, Jana. Next call. Some of you people need serious help. All right. Key, what's happening, babe?
What's going on?
Thanks for calling the show. All right. First of all, you know it's Smashing Motherfucking Mondays.
Yeah!
Let me hear it. What's popping with you?
Man, I'll mash my job for making me work on Thanksgiving.
Yeah!
And then I'm gonna mash the damn person housewife went over and their grandma didn't know how to make dressing. I don't eat no damn stove top. I threw that shit in the garbage. And they told me I was rude.
Whoa, stop.
I threw it in the garbage.
Wait a minute. Because I thought you said you went to your friend's house for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me finish. And you said that
their grandmama
didn't know how to make dressing.
Did not know. I was like, damn, I would have made y'all some
dressing. I got one question.
Where
are these black people?
Yes, and they were from South Carolina.
Yeah.
South Carolina. The grandmama did.
Yeah.
Who the fuck grandma don't know how to make dressing? Where the fuck do they make these niggas?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't know how to make dressing, grandma? I ain't finna eat no motherfucking stovetop stuff in no motherfucking Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I'm mad.
I ain't
gonna
eat
it. Did they invite you over there?
Yes.
You actually invited motherfuckers to your house on Thanksgiving and you served them stovetop stuffing. God damn it.
That's it.
I'm not even mad at you for throwing it away. I'm not mad at keep throwing that shit away.
Yep.
Fucking ridiculous. The audacity of some people.
And I'm mad at my family for damn wanting me to fucking feel bad because I'm successful and I don't be damn because I moved out of fucking hood and they ass still there. That's just some real lame-ass shit right there. Like, how the fuck you don't invite me to shit no more just because I live somewhere and you talking about my kids don't like to eat certain things? I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck?
So, wait. They said they don't... Wait a minute. They said they didn't want to invite you. Did they not invite you to Thanksgiving dinner?
They don't invite me to nothing anymore. And then they said my kids too picky about what they eat.
What the fuck that got to do with it? No, nothing. Nigga, don't feed my kids that nasty shit with all that fat.
Exactly.
And all that fucking
my kids are eating pigs.
What? You are the same motherfucker one who goddamn take your goddamn 4-year-old to the damn Cheesecake Factory. I'm just fucking saying. But anyway. Yeah. So if I can't feed your little 4-year-old some motherfucking McDonald's like the rest of the 4 years over here, goddamn it, pack up motherfucking lunch.
No,
and
she eats McDonald's. They just don't eat pig feet and damn pig ears and hog maws and all
that.
Not that there's anything wrong with it, but they don't eat it.
There's a lot wrong with it. Episode 116. Road Rage. Welcome everybody to the show. 347-934-0966. All right, I'm loose. I'm ready. I'm rolling. 347-934-0966. All right. Thanks for calling the show, everybody that's on the line. Thanks to everybody that's listening to me via Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com, K-100. Everybody that's listening to this MP3 of the iPod, sorry about that first couple of minutes of discombobulation, but we're back. We're rolling. All right. We're here for episode 119. Road Rage. King. The first question is, do you have road rage? Have you ever been a perpetrator of road rage yourself?
Yes.
What did you do?
I did a lot of stuff, but let me see. Recently, this chick pulled out in front of me at Walmart, and her daughter was in the passenger seat, and she turned around, and you know, I was like, bitch, I'll pull you out that motherfucking car. And so, you know, once we parked, they was looking, I was like, what? You know what I'm saying? They just don't do that. When your mama pulled out in front of me and you want to look at me like I'm crazy, I will snatch your ass out of there, for real.
So let me get this straight. I just want to be clear. You were going to beat up a minor, okay?
She's a teenager, she can get it.
So you're going to beat up a minor. She's not 18.
She can get it.
You were going to fight a minor.
I'm just trying to get the facts clear for the people. Look stupid if you want to. You can get it.
Okay.
You can get it. She was old enough.
All right. So she cut you off. Did she flip you? What did the driver do? Fuck the passenger. What did the driver do to make you go into this fit of rage? What did the driver do?
Because I was keeping straight, and she turned out in front of me trying to get a darn parking space. And I'm like, bitch. And then you don't look at me like, okay. Like, all right.
But what did the driver do to make you threaten?
I threatened the passenger. I don't even think she really realized what she had done because she was so focused on trying to get that damn parking space. But I'm sure the daughter might have said something, but I'm like, Mama, you can get it. Both of y'all can get it. Hey, whatever. Amen.
All right.
Y'all get it together.
Have you ever been a victim of road rage? Has anybody ever perpetrated road rage on you?
Oh, man. This Asian lady, I don't know. It's a big golf tournament, the Chick-fil-A tournament that Tiger Woods be playing in out here.
Uh-huh.
Man, I saw her on TV the next day, but I used to work near where they played. And so it's a sharp curve, and the speed limit is only like 30. So I was keeping straight across the street from my job, and she came around the curve doing like 30, 50 miles an hour. And so she, I guess she thinking I pulled out in front of her, well, bitch, you was just driving too fast, and you can't see around that curve. So we get to the light, and she behind me. This little chick gets out of her car and comes to my window, and she was like, you need to pay attention. And I'm sitting here, I'm looking, because she all about 4'11".
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, is this really happening? And so I was looking at her, and she was just talking out, and I started laughing at her. And I just looked at her, I said, I tell you what, you got 5 seconds to get away from my car. I'm going to pull you inside of here and whoop your ass. And so she's like, you just, yeah, she can't walk. You see now? Because I'm like, I'm telling you now, for real, it wouldn't even be fair what I do to you, for real. It would not even be fair.
No, you're kind of violent. I've been noticing through the course of these 116 episodes of K100, and since you're one of my people that call a lot, I'm convinced you got a temper problem. You need to talk to counseling.
I do not have a temper problem.
You're a little violent for your own good, okay? All you perpetrators of road rage, including me, myself, we need to seek counseling. First, we must in fact admit that we have a problem, like all of us have. You feel me? But we need to seek problem. This can turn out bad. Because, see, one day you could just go into a fit like my homie Doug did, and then just do some silly shit like throw fucking coins, and then they fucking hit them, and then they start shaking, and then they flip over, and then they die, and now you in there for vehicular homicide. So we got to do better. All right.
No, but see, you just keep going. You only have to know what happened.
Oh, listen,
you
this is 2010. Somebody's going to tell on your ass. Somebody go snitch. Have you not seen any episodes of the first 48? Yes, you will get told on. It will be a highway camera. It will be some kind of way to fuck you up. Because motherfuckers are not going to mind their own motherfucking goddamn business. All right, so before I go to the next caller, what's the one pet peeve that you hate that motherfuckers do that just every time somebody do it to you, you're going to go in a road rage no matter what?
I hate when people be trying to talk on their phone or text or whatever and driving, they swerving all over the place or driving real slow. If you can't do both, you need to just stop. You need to put that damn phone down and pay attention to the road. I just cussed out somebody in my car yesterday for that very thing. Driving 10 miles under the speed limit and you swerving. I want to slap her so bad. Ooh.
I feel you.
Hey, yes, I'm a habitual speeder, so slow people always get on my nerves.
All right. All right, that's it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because you answered the next question already, so I guess you already know you better than I damn know you, of course, so you already knew that you was a fucking habitual speaker. You feel what I'm saying? But you know what, though? I'm going to tell you something right now. And, hey, if you're listening to this right now, if you're listening to K100 Internet motherfucking radio, real talk, pay attention. If you be in the Atlanta area, do not speed through this motherfucker, because now they got that new super speeder law, and boy, the ticket ain't nothing under 4. What to get in? If you in the motherfucking A-Town, Savannah areas, or you pass through this bitch, I highly advise you slow the fuck down. Because if you going over 20 in this motherfucker, besides the 20, and besides fine, and the court fees, and all that, nigga,
they add the
250, nigga, off top. So if you're doing 20 miles over, nigga, you might as well go on ahead and cut the check for $400 to $500 off top. And that's if you ain't got no other issue going on. Once again, if you in the motherfucking A, tighten the fuck up around this bitch. All right, Keith, thanks. Episode 116. Motherfucking road rage. Keisha F, what's happening, baby?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. You dig? Appreciate it. 347-934-0966. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Everybody that's tuning in on the phone lines, everybody listening to the podcast, and everybody listening to me via www.blogtalkradio.com/K100. Once again, mash on the fucking Comcast. Fuck the first 16 minutes of my show. Sorry I had to start it, but I had to... but they got back together. Thanks for hanging around.
No, sound like they're messing you up again, though. Hello, hello.
Yeah.
I can barely hear you. It's breaking up. I don't know what you're saying. Hello? Mm-mm, it's gone. I'm going to hang up and hear me. Hello?
Oh my God, I can't even believe anybody's still on the line. Only the motherfucking faithful. These motherfuckers. Chicken girl. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
One more time for T-Mobile. I gotta give T-Mobile a fucking shout out. T-Mobile has saved me. T-Mobile saved me. I'm not even on my $56 bar bag signal right now. No. I'm on my cell phone right now. You know what I'm saying? T-Mobile has in fact saved the day. You feel me? Salvaged, I guess. Salvaged the last half of the show. I guess, I don't know how long this connection is going to last. Who knows? It's mashing motherfucking money. And if you're listening to this show, if you're still actually tuning in to this fucking show, not to mention, by the way, I gave out my card to I don't know how many people this fucking past weekend to tune into my show, which they probably had for the very first time. And of course, these motherfuckers got games today. All right? The connection was on, it was off. It came back on, it came back off. It just keeps going in and out. Michigan girl.
What's up?
Who you want to mash? Who you like to mash?
I don't mash Comcast for fucking up the show. I mean, we already had it because of the holiday. I didn't
want to
fuck up the first show back.
I mean, come on. I'm going to have to basically delete this show from the archive, I guess. I can't just have this show out there floating. At least what I'm going to have to do is go through there and edit it so I can at least kill all the dead space to make it sound like it really was something, which it wasn't. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
What a horrible show. By far my worst show. When I've had internet connections before, it was never this bad, and it always popped right back up within like a minute or two. So this is by far the worst issue I had on the show. I'm not mad at you for mashing Comcast. I still got people on the phone line, actually. It's only the K100 fan, but kudos to y'all. All those other 15 people hung up, I guess about 30 seconds into the shenanigans.
That's
all right,
shenanigans.
The shenanigans. I can't even do it. I can't do it. Episode 116. We're talking about road rage. You feel what I'm saying? Do you suffer from road rage? Yeah.
You know, I didn't used to till I moved to Georgia, and now, yes, I do suffer from road rage.
What's the difference? I mean, y'all got snow up in fucking Michigan. It should be a lot of people pissed off, sliding all in there, everybody, and all kind of shit like that. What the hell?
Right, but see, I lived in a small town, and you pretty much could get anywhere you wanted to go in 15 minutes. And everybody was from Michigan pretty much, so they knew how to drive in the damn snow, so you really ain't have no, you know, major issues.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't start experiencing road rage till I moved to Georgia, I must say. It got bad.
It did.
Yeah, it's bad. I'd be cussing people out in the car like they can really hear me. I mean, I'd be going off on all kind of names like they can really hear me.
Exactly. What was the last thing that you did? You feel me? That really was some road rage shit that you did yourself. What was the last thing?
This chick pulled out in front of me. I was leaving out of Walmart, and she pulled out in front of me. And she made me spill my vitamin water on me, and I really wanted that damn vitamin water, so I followed her to the light and pulled up beside and told her to roll her window down, and I cussed her out for making me spill my vitamin water on me.
Oh, my God. Have you ever been in a road rage, I guess?
Oh, have I caused somebody to have road rage? Yeah, probably. Well, yeah. Okay, this guy pulled out in front of me and then started going slow. So he made me mad and I was blowing the horn. So when I got a chance, I passed him and then I got in front of him and I started going slow. So he pulled up beside me and he was talking shit. But at that time, I had my gun in the car, so I pulled it out and pointed it at him and he sped off.
Wow. What kind of gangster shit is that? What the hell is wrong with you, Sheldon?
What?
Why'd you do that?
Shit, I know what he had. He was talking shit, talking about I should get out and whoop your ass. I don't care if you is a female bitch, da 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 da. So I was like, okay, motherfucker, come do it. And he looked like he was reaching for the door. So while he was reaching, I pulled out the gun and was like, okay, come on. If you bad, come on. And he just
said,
you know
what? I ain't mad because he should beat a woman ass anyway. You feel what I'm saying?
So I had some form if he got out that car.
Yeah. I ain't mad at that at all. Are you a habitual speaker? Do you speed
yes,
a lot?
I am. All the time.
What kind of car you got? What kind of car you got?
I got a Dodge Avenger.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I got a speeding ticket this summer. For doing 99 and a 60, and you would think that would have slowed my ass down.
99 and a 60. How much was the ticket?
Man, that ticket ended up costing me $600.
God damn! $600?
Yeah, by the time I was in South Carolina, so by the time I paid the fees online to pay it instead of going back to South Carolina or mailing the payment so it wouldn't be late, it ended up being exactly $604.83.
Well, God, did they have speeding laws or did they charge you with reckless driving?
I think they got a super speed law, but it didn't say reckless driving. But shit, I was just happy I didn't go to jail because when I was looking it up on the website, they said anything over 20 miles is reckless driving, and they could have took me to jail, and it was a state trooper. So I was like, shit, hell. Wait, you was breaking up. What'd you say?
Did it stop it?
Did I what? I know you said something smart, but you was breaking up again. You breaking up. Your connection getting bad again. See, okay, wait, you back. Hold on. Say it again.
I said, did you flush your teeth to get out of it?
Hell no, I was old country ass white boy. I just was like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom and I'm driving by myself and I was just looking for the next lighted exit.
And that didn't work.
No, that didn't work. He still gave me a damn ticket, but like I said, when I was reading on their website, when I was getting all the information so I could pay the ticket, he could have took me to jail, so I just was like, okay, I'll pay the ticket.
Oh man. Well, at least you got it. I mean, At least you didn't go to jail with you really could have. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You really could have.
And the thing is, I know I was probably going faster than 99 because that's what he clocked me at. I slowed down when I saw him because I rolled up on him. That's how fast I was going. And I passed him and I was like, oh, shit.
Wow.
So I was probably going faster than that, but I don't know. I've been trying to get where I'm going. I don't know. Maybe I need to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, maybe you need to. Maybe slowing down may not be such a bad idea. If you got a $600 ticket, I can't believe you even contemplating going fast ever again. I ain't never got a ticket more than five. 600.
But you know what? And honestly, that was my first ever speeding ticket in life.
Oh, well, that's different. You know what I'm saying? I got about 100 of them. You know what I mean?
That was my first ever speeding ticket.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for hanging on, for calling back in
to
the show.
No problem.
You feel me? If my patient goes out again, everybody's online. What can I do? I got people calling back. I'm at the mercy of technology.
Yeah.
Calling back. All right. All right. Shane's the line. Thanks for calling in. Hey. What's up, Jay?
What's up?
What's going on? What's popping?
Not much.
All right.
Hanging in.
Thanks for calling back into the show. I lost. I had almost 20 people on the phone line. Now I'm down to 4. But what can I say? It's the
motherfucking
Mondays on 100. Of course, Comcast is the culprit. Go ahead, give me who would you like to mash?
All right. Other than Comcast, which we just going to keep them on constant mash. Just keep our finger on the button right there. Okay. I'm going to have to mash my daddy's homeboys that organized this Hill reunion for the fellas up on the hill and the Drews. Why they had to do this on Thanksgiving? Took my daddy away from our family on Thanksgiving.
What?
Right, now, who puts together an event on Thanksgiving? And right in the middle of prime dinner time. Yeah, have my dad talked about supposed to be at the door selling tickets to their reunion event thing or whatever. I was kind of upset about that, yeah. Our whole family was a little bit upset about that. Daddy said, well, I couldn't change the date.
Are you mad at them or your dad for actually saying, yeah, I'll do it on Thanksgiving?
No, because he always volunteered for stuff, but the date was set after, you know, he had agreed to help do the thing or whatever, and then they couldn't change it. But the thing is, it was like a 3 or 4 day event. Why they couldn't just start a day later? Why they had to start it on damn Thursday? Like, most things start like 3 days. It's like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? No, they want to start on Thursday, Thanksgiving. So,
okay,
yeah,
well,
I'm
mashing for you.
Yeah!
Right, episode 116. That's where we're at with it. All right. That's what we're talking about today on K100 Internet Radio. Shay, are you a perpetrator of road rage?
I'm a little bit guilty.
What was the last thing you did as far as road rage? What do you consider road rage?
All of the above. I think the last thing I did was a little bit mild. I just kind of cussed somebody out. I guess I would say they couldn't hear me, but they was looking at me reading my lips, so I know they knew what I was saying.
Okay, so what happened? What happened?
Somebody had just cut me off, and I was like trying to get to work, you know, just your typical, you know, day or whatever, just trying to get where I was going, and they want to cut me off like, you know, they was going for a Sunday stroll or whatever, and I was just like, drive the fuck up, go. And yeah.
And so you felt the need to turn somebody out because they wasn't the same that you was.
If you don't have nowhere to go, then move over to the slow lane. Don't be driving in the middle of the road knowing that you just sightseeing or whatever the hell you're doing, picking your nose. Move the fuck over.
But there's nothing wrong with them doing that.
Ain't nothing wrong with it if you're going the speed limit or above, but if you're going below the speed limit, you ain't even going the speed limit, you need to move. It's people got places to go and things to do. You need to move.
But the speed limit is set so you don't go over it and get a ticket. You feel me?
No,
only if you're on
see,
a freeway is the only place.
The limit, the least you can go.
No, the freeway only is the only place that has a speed that you should go. You know what I'm saying? A minimum speed. Like, if you're on the freeway in Atlanta, it says minimum speed 40. You can't get on the freeway and not do 40 miles per hour. They'll pull your ass over and make you get off.
Yeah, but everybody knows that you got that 5 to 10 mile per hour cushion, especially during certain times of the day.
You made up your – where is that – small point. Listen, I'm not just bashing you because I would have been harassing everybody the whole show had this whole internet connection thing not been distracting me. I had a whole mapped out off-the-chain fucking show, and it got contract. But my whole thing is – I'm trying to, because I am a perpetrator of road rage myself. You feel what I'm saying? And it's fucking really not really at all. Like, there is no way to justify when we do that. And I am a perpetrator of it. I do it all the time. Do you think that makes you in person? Is it an in person?
Do you think that makes me a what now?
Do you think you're a patient person? Do you think you're a patient person?
Actually, I do. Actually, I think I'm pretty patient. So when something it really pisses me off.
But why does you feel where I'm going with it? If you're gonna if you're gonna have road rage, you can't really say that you're a patient person.
But
because
I had
road rage, all road rage
and it was driving too slow.
All road rage is being impatient in your car. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
So
I guess I'm impatient on the road then. If I could get on the road and just like go gadget, like make my car wheels like jack up real high so I could just roll over whoever, I would do it. Because I'm a speed demon. I would so do it. Just like go over them like them big monster trucks and they could just not get hurt. Just roll right over them, get where I need to go and keep on going and then lower my car back down.
Right. So what about have you ever been a victim of road rage?
Kind of, but it was kind of my fault. This lady, okay, now she in a brand new Mustang now, souped up nice, and she just like creeping a freaking long, just creeping along, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like trying to get where I'm going again, you know, and I'm like tailing her, and then I like slow down. She like slow down a little bit, so I slow down thinking that, you know, she going to move over or something. And then she's going to speed up. So, of course, I'm speeding back up because I'm trying to get where I'm going. And we did the little cat and mouse thing for a minute. And then she finally, like, swerves over real fast. And, you know, and I was like, oh, she want to start some shit. So I, like, slowed down. And she, like, rolled her window down. And she, you go around because you're driving crazy. You go around. Okay, like, you're in a brand new car. You need to learn how to drive that. Put the pedal to the metal. You got a Mustang. Go.
So what you saying is, if you were trying to convince us that just because she had a new car, she should get a ticket.
She need to learn how to drive, and she just happened to be an older woman, too. I was like, you know, leave them cars for young folks who know how to drive them if you're going to get in that thing and drive 10 miles per hour.
So what do you got a problem with old people having new cars?
Not at all, but know how to drive it.
They know how
to drive,
Shay. You are the one who don't know how to drive. Let them tell it.
Well, let me put it like this.
Road rage. We're the ones who don't know how to fuck about shit. It's us. That's the problem. That's what I'm trying to get everybody. We the ones who got the problem.
She's driving like she's scared to get the thing dirty. Drive. It's gonna get some dust on it. Watch out. Just drive.
You can't tell her how to. You can't tell her how to drive her shit. Is you gonna pick the car up?
No, but you know.
So long as she's not breaking the law,
she might as well be in the
just
driveway.
She's not in a rush like you does not make her not be able to drive. She's just not in a rush. She has no. She's probably retired, cruising, riding
yeah,
her brand
new
Mustang.
Nowhere to go.
But your ass got somewhere to go. But even if you got somewhere to be at a certain time, you got your ass up early so you didn't have to speed.
Maybe she
wasn't
the only slow motherfucker on the road.
See, and here we go. Right back to it. We're right back to us. Just not and man or woman enough and saying what the fuck that we have a problem. We are not patient people. I ask people all the time, are you a patient person? Yeah, yeah. I get in the car with them. They goddamn. All that shit. You feel what I'm saying? That's what they're doing. That's what the fuck they're doing. And it's like
I used to be worse, so I got better.
Okay.
I did. I used to be worse in my other car, but I done got better, so I'm good now. I'm getting better. I'm in remission.
All right. Well, I hope you can. I hope you fix it. I hope all my speed demons and everybody out here fix the road rage. It's a problem. It's an issue. It is a you problem, Shay. It's not.
I think it's genetic in my family.
Okay,
my sister, my daddy do it too. It's genetic.
Now you want to blame mom and daddy, Shay?
Not mama.
Your issue.
She's got like a turtle, but it's genetic. I'm telling you, my dad has gotten so many tickets, and one time his license was in.
So there's a gene. There's a gene in your family that makes your right foot automatically just push down when you're sitting.
Hell
in
Hell yeah.
Okay. Oh,
I think it could be genetic.
Yep. And here we are.
I can't help it. I got it, honestly.
We need this show. We need this show like alcoholics need AA meetings, babe. It is what it is. Stay
My
on the line.
Is Shay, and I'm a speed demon.
Yes, you are. All right.
Okay.
Stay on the line. I actually got people actually calling back. Thank God. One more time. Okay.
The rest of it.
Bastards. All right. Miss Benair, what's happening?
Going on, Blue.
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show. I don't know if you called in earlier or called back. I lost like 30 calls.
You did. I just happened to. I said, let me check. I checked, and it was like, currently there are no listeners. I was like, what the F?
Right.
And I called in.
Yeah.
I'm the poster child for
You're
impatient drivers.
Hold on. Get your motherfucking Mondays first.
Yeah. Since we, you know what, since we talking about road rage, I'm going to mash myself for not getting up and getting out of the house on time. I'm doing better, but I'm going to mash myself this time.
Because you are the perpetrator.
Yeah.
And just like I told the last caller, just like I told Shay, everybody who is a perpetrator of road rage, I want you to understand that we are the one of the problem. People, we have to fess up. We have to admit that we have an issue. We have a patience issue. We're not really patient people.
I am not. I can be patient. I will say I'm selectively patient. I'm
selectively.
Just, you know, it is what it is. When I am in my car, I am not patient unless I am on time or ahead of schedule. If I am just right on time, just kind of not on time, I'll say ahead of schedule. If I'm on time, I am not patient. I don't flip people off, but if you give me an inch, I will stick my car in it. I will do it.
And,
I mean, I tried.
What was the last episode of Road Rage that you really and what happened?
The last episode of Road Rage, it's been a very long time. Since I've done that, and being that I have a child now, it makes me a lot more cautious. Last episode of Road Rage was the getting in front of the car and slamming on brakes rage because somebody did cut me off or did something to me, and that was the last time I did that.
Mm.
But
have you ever got out of your car and had a physical altercation behind a case of road rage?
No. I almost had a physical altercation, but it started in a Dollar Tree, so that wouldn't count. But, it ended up being some road rage. And if the lady hadn't had a kid, I would have gotten out of my car and drug the pavement with her. But,
Oh my. So have you ever been a victim of road rage? Somebody just got one.
Yeah, it was really scary. I think I was still working at the post office, and I was coming up 85 near the airport, and I guess I got in front of this guy. I didn't see him, and I guess he was in my blind spot, and he tried to run me off the road. And what was weird is that his wife was like, you could see her cussing him out in the car, like, what are you doing? You know, and it was pretty scary.
Wow.
It was pretty scary. But, I'm an aggressive driver. I don't really flip people off. I don't do that. I haven't done that in a while. but I am an aggressive driver. I like to get where I'm going. And I have this saying, I'm like, when they have a car commercial and they say 0 to 60 in so many seconds, that means use your accelerator. My biggest problem is people getting on the interstate, trying to merge in 65-plus mile-an-hour traffic, doing 35 freaking miles an hour. I have a really big problem with that. I'm like, you have an accelerator. Use it.
Well, now, well, you know, in Atlanta, there is a minimum speed. You have to go at least 40 on the interstate. It's
right, and I'm one of those things. I'm one of those things. One of those people that think that's an antiquated speed. I mean, do 40 because, of course, you might have some car trouble when you get down on there, and I understand that. But just 40 for GP, it should be 40 if you have in car trouble. If your car can do above 40, you need to do 40. If you cannot do 40, I mean, you need to be on a surface street. There's plenty of surface streets around that you can, you know, creep along on. They call it expressway for a reason.
Right, right. See, my biggest, I'm going to tell you my biggest pet peeve is when someone is in the far, of course, when someone is in the far left lane,
mm-hmm.
and they're going slow on purpose. Like, they know they're going slow. They know that people are, like, coming up on them really fast and having, like, why don't you get the fuck over? You feel what I'm saying? Why don't you get the fuck over, all right? Because the thing about it, see, I don't like smart aleck motherfuckers. You feel me? And I think a lot of times people who do that just, and they be like, shit, go around.
Yeah.
But if you know you're not going to, why the fuck are you way over?
Driving is one of those things that the majority of the population does, but not everybody is good at it. Like, I can't just go be a brain surgeon, or I can't just go do certain things. Everybody, that's the one thing that everybody has to do, but not everybody has the same skill level. It's just one of those things. And I'd like to say that I am one of the best drivers in the world. Nobody can drive.
Yeah.
Except, I mean, I'm telling you, my mom is hilarious. Every time I talk to my mom on the phone, which is every morning, she says, okay, oh, there it is. She's like, there's the traffic report. She knows I'm going to talk about somebody. I'm like, well, you turning the lights. You know you get stuck at the lights. Why is there a 6-car gap between the first car that turned and the next car? And then you get stuck. I wish I had a helicopter. I need a helicopter.
I would like a helicopter. I would love a helicopter. I would love to have a helicopter. I really would.
I mean, I even have my daughter. She's a backseat driver now. My daughter will say stuff before I even do it.
Oh, I hate
like,
backseat,
you know,
drivers.
What?
Oh, wait a minute. Let me. Hold on. I fucking hate side seat, back seat driving motherfuckers.
But this little girl,
I can't
stand
them.
Amari. This is my daughter, so it's cute on her because before I even say anything, she's, will you like go? Or she'll say some stuff like, what shade of green are you looking for? She'll be repeating me, but she's absolutely right. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I've created a monster. And she can't even, she can barely ride a bike.
Yeah, but I hate riding with people who really just try and tell you, you know what I'm saying? You drive, why are you driving so fast, blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, I can understand if you being in the car and they driving crazy, excessive, like recklessly, but everybody driving the same or whatever, you know what I'm saying? If I'm 30-something years old and I made it this far driving a car and you know I go to work every day, you may know me a little bit, and you know I made it back and forth because you work every day in one piece, just because I don't merge over at the same rate, just because I don't need 3 car lengths in order to get into the next lane like some do, doesn't mean that I'm driving like bad out of hell or whatever. But if you know the car at me or whatever, don't side seat drive and try and make me drive like you because I'm fucking driving.
That's crazy. My mama does that sometimes, but she she taught me how to drive. My mom can drive you up under a bus. That woman can drive. And I learned to drive from her. I have a family of drivers. We tractor trailers, we just do. And so I'm a maneuver. If I get, I'm looking like, I'm always looking 10 car lengths ahead of me. That's just how I drive. I don't ever drive. I don't look at the person in front. If traffic is tight, I don't wait for them to put on brakes. I'm looking 10 cars ahead. And so if I'm coming up on somebody, I'm a maneuver. You ain't got to get out of my way. I'm going to get around you anyway because I know how to use my steering wheel. I mean, I'm not saying what you were saying, but,
go ahead.
No, you know, but there are those people that either they get in the lane, the fast lane, because they think they're doing the, you know, society some service by going slow and keeping traffic at 55 per hour. You know, I'm like, okay, you're looking for a traffic jam, and it's a person driving 55 in the fast lane.
Yeah, that's it. And I think a lot of people who would have called in today, I think it's people who didn't live in big cities to call in. You know what I'm saying? Because they out going. Then again, white people like Shay, who live in Panama City, which is a big city, there isn't even a freeway there. You feel what I'm saying? So it's not necessarily concentrated to just big city people. You can have road rage and you can be a speed demon, no matter really where you're from or how big your car is. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like, some people say, well, when you got kids, you'll slow down. Though. Got kids, and I still haven't slowed the fuck down. I'm going to tell you right now, like I told everybody else, one thing that did make me slow down was that super speed law in Georgia, because I can't stand to give them 500 again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You feel me? So when they did that super speed law, I may speed, but you're going to be impressed to get me to go over 20 miles per hour in Atlanta right about now. Maybe what they're trying to accomplish the whole time, but that shit kind of worked. Because I know for a fact, I get on the highway right now, and I know the speed limit is 55, I be looking down at my goddamn issue. I ain't going no more than 55. I won't do 80 no more in Georgia. I stop, because if you get the ticket, I already know what it's going to be. Everybody I know who's getting tickets now, they $500. I ain't seen nobody get a ticket since they started that law. They haven't paid $500 at least for a ticket, no matter what.
Wow. I am thanking God right now that I've never had a speeding ticket. I think the tickets, I've only had like one ticket. I think that's like for polluting.
Polluting.
I'm driving my mom's old car. Yeah, like a gasket blew or something. And it was like white plumes of smoke everywhere. So I think I got a ticket for like pollution, but that's about it. But I mean, I don't drive hecka slow. I watch traffic around me. I see, you know, how it's moving, and that's pretty much, you know, how I drive. And I thank God I don't have, I have a car that kind of blends in with the surroundings too. I don't have one of those standout red or yellow, you know.
Oh, okay. Well,
so
you lucky. Well, what's in this call? I want you to sound if you can. That's hot on the kettle black for real. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But, you know, like I said, man, we people who do this road rage, us perpetrators of road rage, we are the ones with problems. Right? We are the ones who have to fess up and say we have a problem. It's not the other person that's driving slow. It is us. We have the issue. Okay?
Okay.
You don't want to admit that. See? You see?
I'm saying okay. You're right.
Okay.
Because I say that to myself. Yeah, you're right. I need to get up earlier. And get out earlier.
Right.
Okay. This is my first Road Rage Anonymous meeting. my name is Veronica McNair.
And I'm a speed demon. Right?
Oh, yeah. Kind of sort of.
And I'm going to try fix.
Okay.
All right. Jana wanted to come up again because she hit the number one. Jana.
Hey.
Yeah, did you want to say something else?
No, I just wanted to hit the number one. I just wanted to keep me in queue, just in case.
Oh, okay. Well, might as well, because, like, in between the technical difficulties that I've been having today, you know what I'm saying? I need a lot of people on the phone lines, like normally, you know, I have 20, 25 lines, but it's not nowhere near that. I think a lot of people dumped out and didn't get a chance to call back, so I only got a couple people on the line really right about now. So this show is just, you know what I'm saying, moving along how it's moving along. We got 20 minutes left in the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. All right. Hit the number one if you are on the phone line, if you want to say something. You feel me? I come directly because there's not that many people on the line right now. Like I said, I was having a couple of technical difficulties earlier. So for those of you that are on the line right now and you haven't spoken, go ahead and hit the number one. I'll jump to you really fast, right about be a long way like it normally is. You feel me? W.land. Dial into the show. Holler me while the phone lines are low real quick. If you want to talk about episode 116, Road Rage, you feel what I'm saying? I'm going to revisit this on the show. If you feel me, shut up and jazz it up some kind of way and flip it around when I don't have all these crazy technical problems going on, because this show would have been a lot better, I think, had I not had all that going on, because I had a whole line of questions and ideas I was going to throw out and stuff. At least I did get to use my sound effects. I guess tonight is a total loss. Shay, hold on, Jenna. Shay.
Oh, she could have stayed on the line, too. I just have a pet peeve. I forgot to tell y'all what my pet peeve is.
Oh, what? I'll open Jenna's mic back up. Matter of fact, okay. I'm opening up. Michigan girl. Michigan girl.
What's up?
And I'm opening up Veronica's line because I'm not going to do it. I'm not even going to risk doing it after tonight. I'm just trying to get off of here and call Comcast customer service. Let me a bitch out. That's exactly when this show is.
They need to reimburse you, for part of your expenditures.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Now you don't have phone rage.
Yeah. That's not phone rage. That's fucking upset customer rage right there. You feel what I'm saying? Because the connection was established or whatever, you feel what I'm saying? They said it's out early. I got it established back on, you know, they started wigging out on me and stuff, so
you need to press move your service and all of your followers to move their service.
Move it to where, bastards? Move it to where? See, that's the thing with Comcast. Move it to who?
That's the only one they got up there?
They're a monopoly
Mobile,
here.
Verizon. Oh,
okay. Not like the business class, not the speed that you really need to run an internet radio show.
Yeah,
you feel
okay.
What I'm saying? Yeah, they're
so
fucking
they just
monopoly.
They're going to tighten the fuck up, then. They're just going to have to tighten up. That's all there is.
Well, they move so fast, they leave you behind, and you get dropped sometimes.
Yeah.
They're moving so fast. Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's what happens. You know what I'm saying? So in order for me to host the show using Skype and all the technical shit that I have going on, you know what I'm saying? If I could, the way I'm doing my show, if you could see the setup that I have, and you know I have to have that kind of high-speed stuff and DSL, none of that shit is fast enough. You feel what I'm saying? So they're the only game in town with that much speed that you can get in this area. Basically at the mercy of those motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
And they know it. That's why they act a fool.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it is what it is. Of course, I could have Charter. Those motherfuckers are worse than Comcast, you know what I'm saying? So,
but you know
what I mean?
I have problems with my internet. I hate they cable line up and all they cable shit.
Yeah, they fuck. Hell, man, what can I say, man? All right, at least, hey, whatever. At least some of my faithful listeners call back. I'm going to probably go fix the MP3 version of this particular show to kill all that dead space out and shit. You feel what I'm saying? Hold on. Doug, you on the line too?
No, it's Derek.
All right. Oh, it's Derek. Oh, my bad. I thought you was my homie Doug. Oh, well, Derek, you haven't talked yet. So what's up, homie? First of all, it's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. Yeah! All right. You got anybody to mash?
Shit, not really I can think of. I mean, not nothing serious, at least. I mean, I don't know if you heard that receiver from the Bills that tweet he made.
Nah, what'd he say? What happened?
He was talking about, I guess, speculating that he was blaming God for him dropping that pass in the end zone that would have won the
Shut
game
up.
For him.
That idiot.
Really?
Yeah,
he said God for dropping the pass.
His tweet was something like, I praise you 24/7. You know, how are you going to let this happen to me? how am I going to get through this, and, like, all of a sudden, it was crazy. Like, I was looking at that, like, whoa, like, why the hell, what the hell wrong with you, nigga? That's your fault you got that
test, no? He tweeted that he praised you. I praise you 24/7. How are you gonna let nigga? What happened? Did he let your car full? Did the car with your wife kids? Did he mash nigga? I mean, for real, are you really blaming God, nigga? For real?
That shit was crazy. Like when I seen it, I was like, hell no.
You drop a ball. I mean, you still have a job paying you hella money. Nice ride. You drop a ball. You're breathing.
I mean, I don't know.
Your health.
I don't know.
I drop the
what
ball.
What the fuck? Well, look, homie, do you? Do you perpetrate in road rage? Do you partake in road rage? Do you have a road rage problem?
Yeah, a little one. Oh man, yeah.
He wouldn't admit all year. None of us want to admit it. Keisha, if I see you, babe, you're hitting the number one if you want to get back on.
I'm a speeder. Like I speed like crazy, but yeah, I get down with that road rage sometimes because it just be necessary.
Why? What? You tell me the last time you had some road rage and what prompted it. We're going to sit here on this phone tonight. In this goddamn road rage anonymous scene, and see if you really just tripping like we know you are. What happened?
It just be a little shit like you like niggas be seeing you going like you going down the road. They know you see niggas purposely jump over in front of you, hit the brake, or they'll be in your way like you know you supposed to say. Slow traffic, stay to the right. They'll jump in the left lane, know everybody going, you know, 70, 80 miles an hour. And they'll stay in that lane, and you got to get over. You got to give them that look like, yo, get the fuck out this lane, man. What's wrong with y'all?
Why did you have to? Okay. Now, here we go. Why did you have to give them that look? What you had to do was turn your wheel, which if you got power steering, it took minimal effort. You feel what I'm saying? You turned their wheel. You hit that nigga, brother. Turn that wheel a little bit. Scooch it over, go around them, and just keep it moving. Why can't you do that? Why did you have to give them the nasty look? What's the purpose of it? Why do we do that, people?
Because that's like the law of the land. Like slow traffic to the right. So get out the fucking left lane and let me see.
Right. They done pissed you off.
Why do we? Look, we know that's the case. Oh, look, everybody. We know that's the case. I'm not debating. I mean, they even have signs in place. Says slower traffic, keep to the right. But does not constitute us flicking the bird, getting a gangster grill. You get what I'm saying? All the extra shit
that
we
memo in class. We have to remind them on the road.
It doesn't mean that we have to do that. That's not justifying us doing that shit. We got problems. Other people who perpetrate road rage are impatient people with short tempers, I think, for the most part. Because there's no reason we have to do that.
I mean, you right. There ain't no justification for it. But I mean, I don't got no excuse for it. I just know I do.
Okay, all right. That's all. Now we're talking, brother. Now we're talking. All right. I just wanted you to understand that you have a problem. See, in order for you to fix the problem, you have to understand and accept that you have a problem first. So you have a road rage problem that needs addressed. And the first thing I think everybody that's listening to the show needs to understand that. Motherfucker, it is your, you are the, it's a you problem. It's not a problem, it's a you problem. You have a problem.
I mean, yeah.
I have a problem. I have a problem, and you have a problem.
Yeah, I have a problem, right? But I mean, I'm not going to say it's all my fault.
In the scenario that you just gave me, if you got mad and looked at this person with a nasty look or fucked him up or even cursed him out to yourself, you are the one who has a problem. Even if they were going slow in the fast
lane. Had they not been in my lane?
You're like,
in my lane. My lane.
Respect
my car. You better respect my lane.
This is Derek's lane.
Your lane.
See?
Your lane, Derek. Your lane.
Y'all know how it is. That's the speeder lane. Like, get out the lane, man.
Not all that road rage could be avoided.
Like, it could be avoided.
You know
like,
right there. Okay, but to that right there, you say, look, this right here. This is quote unquote speeders lane. Why, when cops pull you over for driving fast in that lane, it's okay because you're in the speeders lane. They're going to get your ass. I'm just saying. Think about it. Think about how ludicrous it is when you say shit like that. See, we just in denial of our issue of problem. It's just flat out the fucking truth. We are denying we have a freaking problem.
Okay.
I got a problem.
I got a little problem.
I'll ask Derek a couple questions. Have you ever been a victim of road rage?
Not nothing like crazy, like nobody like Veronica said trying to run me off the road or nothing like that. But yeah, I mean, I done cut people off. I didn't do it just because, you know, I felt like, I don't know, that's a problem right there. Then I did it because I felt like.
You just felt like being an asshole.
Like, I, for example, matter of fact, like you, I'm driving, you know, I'm texting and driving at the same time at the stoplight, the light turned green.
You texting and driving,
you know,
at the same time.
Yeah. See, I don't see the light turn green, so they hit the horn and shit on me. So I stay there for, you know, about 5 seconds longer. Then I drive off slow. And I wasn't going to go around me. And then I speed off. I felt like being an asshole. So, yeah, I've been involved in some road rage. Like, see, I know people have been cussing me out. If they could follow me and catch me, they probably want to say some more stuff to me. But, you know, I don't know.
Now, that's just plain mean.
I know, and for that, I'm mashing you.
Hey,
Blizzum.
Yes.
You know what? You got me thinking, actually. And you know what? You do make a very, very, very valid point, because some months back in Colorado, my sister-in-law's sister, younger sister, she was getting off of work, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, probably. She gets on the road, and the guy doesn't want to let her in. So what he ended up doing was not only did he cut in front of her, but he made it to where she couldn't get on the road all the way, and she ended up going head on collision with a huge bus.
Oh,
she had multiple surgeries, like you wouldn't even believe, and she isn't going to be the same after all of her surgeries. There's still more surgeries to be done, in other words. And it was like total reconstruction. And it was all because of just simply not letting them over, because they see that they're trying to get over, you know, trying to get on the freeway, and they wouldn't let them on.
Oh, my gosh. I hope that guy has insomnia for the rest of his life.
Yeah, that's some bullshit right there.
And she has to pay all the bills. She has to pay all those bills. So all these bills are racked up, and she has, like, brain damage because of it. And so, like, she's literally not going to be the same. And she's so young.
That's a very extreme case right there.
Hold on there.
Yeah,
I see Keisha's on the line. Keisha.
Hello.
Keisha. What's happening, Keisha?
Hey.
Hey, thanks for calling back. All right,
yeah.
Calling back. I'm not even on Comcast tonight. I'm on T-Mobile for the night. We're here. I didn't get a chance. You hardly even called the first time. So did you want to mash anybody? Do you have anybody you want to mash? Or did you get the
Who do I want to mash? I want to mash my auntie for making the sweetest frosting for the doggone red velvet cake this year. Doggone.
She messed up the red velvet?
Yeah, she didn't mess it up. The frosting was extra sweet. Like, ridiculous. Like, I'm a sugar freak. I love cake, and I couldn't even eat the frosting. It was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe
I should have
had my frosting for her cake.
What?
I didn't hear you.
I said, Keith, maybe you should have had...
Go ahead.
Uh-oh, it's going out again.
I said, what did you say, Keisha?
I said it's going out again. Oh, and I said I'm going to mash this bottle of wine because I can't get it open. There we go.
All right, so road rage, Keisha. What's your purpose of road rage?
No, I'm the exact opposite. I don't get road rage. I probably cause a lot of road rage, but I don't get it. Excuse me, boo.
Okay, so you're that lady that's all the way over in the fucking fast lane. All the way over in the freaking fast lane.
Well, no. I don't get all the way over in the fast lane. I don't get all the way over in the fast lane. But I have been known to purposely drive slow when people get on my nerves on the road. I don't yell out the window, but I'm gonna pull it up and I'm gonna slow it on down.
Why do you do that?
I mean, if you cut me off or you try and run up on me and try to run me off the street, I'm gonna need you to go around. I'm gonna need you to go around, slow down, and I'm gonna get on your nerves. Don't come up behind me or don't cut me off because I'll get in front of you and I'll make
you. Why don't you just move over?
If you cut me off, if you run up and cut me off on the road, that gets on my nerves. So instead of trying to yell out the window when I know you can't hear me or shoot your birds when that ain't going to solve nothing, I'm going to just get in front of you and I'm going to pull a little Miss Daisy on you. That's what I'm going to do.
Why? Why do you do that?
That's my road rage.
See, so then you're no better than us. Do you realize that?
Yeah, I mean, hey, I didn't say I was. I didn't say I was any better.
Because at first you said, well, I'm not like y'all, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. Okay, and I'm like,
because you're worse than us.
you know why? You're worse than us, Keisha, because you make people like us.
Yeah, I probably do.
Come from people like you. You feel me? You're like a gremlin that gets wet. It didn't pop off, and then you know
right,
what I'm saying?
But no,
oh, you eat after midnight.
But I'm not the one that, no. But everybody says they get upset when somebody comes and cuts them off or whatever. I'm not going to cut anybody off, but if you cut me off, I'm going to come get in front of you, and I'm going to drive real slow. That's what I'm going to do.
What?
I'm not going to try to, you know, wave out the window and catch your attention and try to fight you. I'm going to just, because, like I said, that's my road rage, I guess. That's my road rage.
That's revenge. You know what
I keep on going.
That's revenge.
Yeah, it is. Revenge. I guess that is revenge.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I dust them.
You come back and back to get better. Slow down for this.
Passive aggressive. I don't know what you just said.
You said.
This is the worst connection tonight. I'm sorry.
It's all fucked up tonight. But you sped up to slow down.
Yes, I sped up to slow down, yes. I've done it on multiple occasions.
Blizz, see, that's what I'm talking about right there. Like, that's what caused that look and shit like that when people do stuff like that. Like, that's why I'm doing that.
I'll be the one you throw coins at, right?
This is the guy who gets caught texting instead of waving, saying, oh, sorry.
Hey, he's
going to be mad.
Like, oh, you want to be mad about texting? Not driving?
You know what,
dog?
You know what, dog?
That shit, everybody
did.
Like, I'm the only one that texts and drives at the same time now.
No, but we don't cut people off afterwards. Well, I mean, if people blow text because people have blown their horn at me, I've lunched the light a couple of times. Yes, me, the most perfect driver in the world, I've lunched the light. But I just go. I don't just be like, oh, okay, you got a problem? Well, let me stand here about 10 more seconds. The light's yellow. I'm going.
Just,
no. Okay, goodbye.
It was one of them days where he was just acting like he had it was like a real big problem, like, the light turned green. It was green for a couple seconds.
He did.
He
could have had diarrhea. He might have been about to poop himself.
He wasn't about to do none of that because I'm not going to trip and believe that. His ass to wait.
Well, that's what I've had to tell. I have to tell myself, I'm like, Veronica,
You never know. Somebody's probably having a bad day. Somebody probably just got told I want a divorce. And that's how I talk to myself. I'm like, maybe somebody just died in their family. I mean, literally, I say this to myself to keep myself from being such an aggressive driver. Because get out the effing way, man. And I'm like, okay, Veronica, just be cool. Just be cool.
If they just died, it ain't no rush anymore. They already dead.
No, I mean the person driving is doing. Well, yeah, sometimes they do drive.
That was
like
a cold.
I mean, maybe
cold
somebody
cold
in their family.
Yeah.
Well, actually, she's better than me. She's better than I am because I'm like, oh, you got a handicap tag. That must be because your driving sucks. Are you really handicapped or that's just your driving?
You people are out of control. I'm coming up on the end of the show. When we're going live, we're getting ready to log off in about 30 seconds. You feel me? Thanks to everybody that called back in and hung around. You feel me? Time for you guys who did hang around or end up calling back to the show. Really appreciate that. At least the show wasn't like a total 100% bust. You feel what I'm saying? I'm looking at my Comcast modem right now. And I want to kick it to the fucking window because now the signal is fully green at the end of the show. And it's just making me it's making me almost have a case of road rage while I'm in this fucking show. So I'm just going to end it right now because they just made me even better because this motherfucker would turn to a green signal as I'm ending the show. So I'm about to throw it across the room, and I don't want anybody to be witness to that. I don't want anybody to check me lose my cool like that in the air, even though I do it all the time. This is different. So I'm gonna ready to end the show right now. Thank everybody who tuned in. Everybody who called into the show for episode 116, Road Rage. I'll catch you tomorrow for episode 117, and I don't know what the fuck it's gonna be about, but it will start at 8. It will start on fucking time because you motherfuckers and Comcast fucked up my goddamn show. Fuck.
Now off the host.
All right.